Morning, Boker Tov. We're holding the Mishnah Ayin Beis on the Beis towards the bottom. Daf Ayin Beis towards the bottom. Today's Daf is Erev Daf Ayin Gimel. Let's pick it up from the Mishnah. Ha'achen Shai. We're continuing the conversation. Yesterday we discussed if you have a few people dwelling in a house, five groups of people. We said, and the walls don't reach the ceiling. So we had a whole discussion in the Mishnah whether or not they have to contribute separately to the Erev, or they join the Erev as one big group. Or Machlekes B'Sham Be'Zilo. We had four Malachim in the Gemara. Two of them can actually not be complete arguments with each other, but we had four Malachim in the Gemara where the Machlekes B'Sham and Be'Zilo was. So we're continuing in that same topic of what necessitates having separate contributions to the Erev. Here we're focused on people that eat in one place but sleep in another place. Let's say they eat together in one place, but they sleep in a different place. Do you go based on where they sleep and therefore they have to contribute separately? Right, to this Erev. Again, they're all within the same chatzar. They're all sleeping and eating in the same chatzar. But let's say they eat together in one place and they sleep each in their own houses. Do they need to make separate contributions or not? Says the Mishnah. Ha'achen shehayu oichlan al shulchan aviyim. The brothers that were eating on the shulchan of the father. So, and they would sleep v'yishanim b'vateim, and they would sleep in their own houses. Tzrichim erev chalecha v'echad. So the Mishnah said that these brothers would require, they each would have to contribute separately to the Erev. Rashi explains, if you jump right into the second Rashi, v'yishanim v'vateim, v'heim v'avim v'acherim d'arim b'chatz rachas. You're talking about a case where you have the father, the brothers, and others. We'll see that because later in the Mishnah will be pretty clear. If there's no others there, then they wouldn't each have to make separate contributions to the Erev. But we're talking about where there's others there as well, besides for the father and the sons, the father and the brothers. So therefore, an Erev is required in this Chatzar. And the question is, do the brothers, could they ride the coattails of the father's contribution because they eat with the father or not? So we're saying that if they want to make an Erev, each one has to contribute. Each one of the brothers has to contribute. The simple taicha this means seems to indicate that sleeping arrangements are more important than eating arrangements. And if they sleep separately, that requires a separate Erev. The Gemara is actually going to be Machlekes Rav Shmuel on the topic. And the Gemara right away, even before being the Machlekes Rav Shmuel, will deflect that the Mishnah is not a clear raya against the opinion that the eating is dicker, and not the opinion that sleeping is dicker. The Gemara is going to bring a deflection. Okay, says the Mishnah for Lufikach im shakach echbem leirv. This is the basic offshoot of this first din. If one of them forgot to make an Erev, once we say they have to make an Erev, if one forgot, what does he need to do? Mevatos Hashusa. In order to enable the rest of the people in the chutz to carry, he has Mevatos Hashusa. Let's say we've spoken out recently that if one does not join into Erev, he's Mevatos Hashusa, so the others will still be able to carry from their homes into the chutz. And he himself will also be able to carry from the other people's homes and in the chutz itself, just not from his own home to the chutz. Emesai. Now, when do we say this? Bisman Shemelichen. When is all this applicable? When the Erev is Makam Acher, meaning when the Erev is not, the way Rashi learns, is not in the father's house. When the Erev is in a different house, other than the father's, then we say that they all have to contribute. If the Erev was by the father's house, if the Erev was coming to them, them in this case means, again, according to Rashi, the father's house. Others actually want to explain, in the Achorinim, the Shechonarach actually passes this way. Even if the Erev was not just in the father's house, in any one of the brother's houses. So either the father or one of the brother's house, according to Shechonarach. Rashi focused on the father, but any one of the family members' houses. If the Erev was by them, it came to them, Or the case we alluded to when we started the Mishnah, that there's no other dwellers in the chutzar, just the father and the sons, just the father and the brothers in the chutzar. No one else is there. In those two cases, ain't tzrichin erev. The brothers will not need to join into the erev b'chlal. In those cases, we say that the fathers, in the second case, there is only the father and the brothers. They eat by the father. It's like one big bias, and no Erev is required. And even in the case where the Erev is by them, just to make that idea more clear, the halacha is beyond daf mem tes, that all the members of the chatzar have to contribute to the Erev, except for the one who's hosting the Erev. Because the whole idea of Erev is that by putting the pas in this house, it's as if I'm dwelling there. But if this is my house, I'm actually the one that dwells there. I don't have to contribute to the pas, to the Erev, because I really dwell here. The chiddush is that when the pass, let's go at least with what Rashi says in our Mishnah, when the pass is by the father's house, so for some reason in that scenario we don't view the sons, even though the sons only eat there, they don't sleep there, we view that since the pass is by the father's house and the father doesn't have to contribute to the pass because his house is the makam of where the Erev is, well, in that case all of a sudden the brothers do not have to contribute. We'll have to see, explain more about that later why that is, but in that case the brothers would have to contribute. They become all connected to the father in that case. Fine, says the Gemara. Shmamina, the basic reading of the Mishnah is that when the brothers eat by the father and sleep elsewhere, seems like, and we go based, they have to contribute separately to the Erev, so we go based on sleeping, not based on eating. So that's the Gemara. It's funny, the Gemara is going to only be in the Machlekes Rav Shmuel in a few more lines, but the Gemara already knows about this Machlekes. The Gemara says, L'chor, it's a right to Shmuel, it's a right that the lina is the ikar, where you sleep is the ikar, not the pas, like Rav, says the Gemara, Amar Vida Marav, Rav says the name of Rav, so it's beautiful that Rav's one is answering, because the mission would be shver on Rav himself. We're not talking about a case where the brothers were eating on the father's table. That was the simple type of the Mishnah. The Mishnah means that the father is supporting them. They'll be at tzadim when the father supports the children, even if they're sleeping elsewhere, since their food comes from the father's house, so to speak. It comes from his support. Maybe that would consider them all. Remember, they're still living in the same chatzar as well. So maybe that would be considered them all like one bias, and they wouldn't have to consider themselves to the Erev. Kamash Milan, that once they're sleeping separately and they're really eating separately, they're just getting the source, their support for their food is coming from the father, that's not enough to connect them, and therefore they have to each contribute separately. But if they actually were eating their meals by the father, according to Rav, Makam, where a person eats, is more Kaveya, and they would not have to contribute separately to the Erev. Okay, says the Mark, Taraban. We're going to quote a Bryce, which leads to our Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Someone who has he has a place of dwelling by having a gatehouse, a gazebo, or some sort of a portico, in the chutz of his friend, that's not really a full-fledged makam dira. It's not really a full-fledged place of living, and therefore he doesn't asher in them. He doesn't have to contribute to the Erev because he's not considered a real dweller in that place. It's a nice little porch or gazebo or place to hang out, but it's not really a dwelling place, and therefore he doesn't asher them. He's not required to join into the Erev for them to be able to carry. Okay, but what if he has base tevin, base bucker, base eitzim, base eitzaras? What if he has different type of storage houses? Storage for straw, an animal barn, a shed for wood, a general storage houses. Harei zeis love. So the Tanakami in this price says that would ask for storage houses would be considered enough to have a shame of having ownership of living in the chutzar, and he would have to be part of the Erev in order for the people in the chutz to carry. No. It's got to be a makam dira. It has to be a real place of residence. Storage houses are not places of residence. Amrav Yuda, Maisav Benafcha, the story with Benafcha, Shilachamish Chatzeres Usha, he had houses in five chatzeres in Usha, and the story came from the Chacham, and they said only Beis Dira is Aser, only houses of residence Aser. Now the Gemara just was bothered by the lashon Beis Dira Sakadaitach. He's saying that any Beis Dira Aser, that doesn't make sense. What if a guy owns 10 houses and he lives in one of them? Is there a tzad that every Beis Dira, since they're all houses, they're inhabitable houses, he's going to ask, he's going to have to join into an Erev with all 10 of these different houses of Adonat? He's only living in one just because he owns them. He owns the real estate. It doesn't mean he has to be part of the Erev. The Gemara says, right, Ela'ima Makam Dira. When we said, Eina Esa Ela Beis Dira, we don't mean every residential type house that a person owns makes him part of that chutzar and asers the people if he doesn't join an Erev. What it means is the place where he lives, Makam Dira. So switching Beis Dira to Makam Dira. Okay, so that's why Machlekes in this price, the Tanakam seems to say even a place of storage is enough to make that person part of the chutzar, and he has to contribute to the Erev, whereas, if not, there's a problem for all the other members of the Erev, whereas we're just saying that no, only Beis Dira, which would actually mean Makam Dira, his place of dwelling, only where he actually dwells is it considered an issue, is it considered obligated to join to the Erev. If he doesn't dwell there, even if he owns a house, and certainly if he owns a storage house, that would not make him obligated to contribute to the Erev. So the Marna wants to know, what is Makam Dira? The place where he dwells. What defines the place where he's dwelling? My Makam Dira, Rav Amar, top of the Yom, top of the Yom, Makam Pita, the place where his bread is. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Makam Lina. So you have Machlekes, Rav is saying it's the place where the bread, where he eats. Shmuel is saying it's the place where he sleeps. Meisfas is Kasha, Harayim is Kasha on Rav. Harayim, shepherds. Vaketanim, Ketanim Rashi explains that people used to watch the figs dry. Vaburgan and Bergen, we had earlier in the Masechta of the huts. These were huts where, let's say, people that watched the fields would stay and hang out in these huts. Shemir Paris, those who watch the Paris. Bezman Shadak and Lalabir. If they go back and sleep in the city at night, Harayim Kansha, they have like the people of the city, their Tchum. Has a day like the people of the city, If, however, the derech is to sleep in the field, yesh la mapayim chol ruach, their tchum is based on the sada. What do you see? At least in defining the tchum Shabbos, that's also obviously a topic of we've had here in Erevin. The guy with tchum Shabbos was saying it depends on where they sleep. If they sleep in the city, it goes based on the city. If they sleep in the field, it goes based on the field. The chayrus a shtaker kasha on Rav seems to be based on sleep, like Shmuel, not like based on where one eats. Answers the Gemara, no. And this is going to be a svar that comes up a few times in this Amud. Hasam anan sahadi di mamtu le rifte hasam. It's an anzadi. It's like we could say testimony. We can say edus that if bread would be brought to them, to these watchmen, in at location where they are, then tveinichalu. They would love to just stay there and eat there. They would love not to have to walk back in the middle of the day to the city to get food. There just is no food usually out in these places where they're watching the figs dry, where they're shepherding, where they're watching the fields in the huts. There's no food there for them, so they have to go back to the city to get food. But they prefer if the food's brought to them, and since if they preferred if the food brought to them, even though they're not actually eating there, they're physically there, and they prefer the food be there. That's enough. Rav would say that would be enough to make that, to give that status. Again, we're saying that if they sleep in the city, that's their ikar makam. If they sleep out in the fields, that's their ikar makam. Chayitz kasha, Rav. The answer is Rav would agree that when they're sleeping out in the fields, the fact that they're sleeping there plus the fact that they prefer to have their food there means they're really dwelling there. It's just a technical issue. The fact they have to go back to the city to get their food is because there's no food for them out of the fields. But had the food been brought to them, they'd have been happier. So Rav would agree in that case. We have both sleeping and eating. Rav would agree that that's considered their ikar makam dira. It wouldn't be kasha on Rav. Before we go further with this, with our rebasif, so Rabbeinu Peretz, Tzitz Rabbeinu Peretz, and Iri point out that according to Rav, a few things. First of all, when we say achila, makam achila is kaveya, that means achila of Shabbos. Achila doesn't just mean regular achila; it means achila of Shabbos. It means like an ikur makam achila. Shacharach Rav passes this way in Lemaisa. So the Meiri adds to an interesting connection to this idea that let's say on Sukkot with people have a mitzvah in the Sukkah. So it was very common, especially back in the day, even till today, you have it more particularly in apartment buildings. It's more common sometimes there. It's a stroll, but they make a large Sukkah, and many people for the apartment building will join in to that large Sukkah. They'll eat it. They may have separate meals, separate tables, but they all join in and they eat in the same Sukkah. So Miri says, even though we know Sukkah is considered, Sukkah is by definition, I mean, it's Machlekes, the first daf in Sukkah, but we hold that Sukkah is supposed to be Arai, it's because it's temporary, it's not considered permanent Dira, it's Arai. And for that reason, a person who's just eating in a Sukkah, but doesn't live in the apartment building, let's say, which for sure not to be considered part of the chutzner to have to contribute into Erev's because he's considered Arai, he's not considered part of the sukkah. On the flip side, the people of the chutzner, if they all eat together in the same sukkah, the fact that they eat in the same sukkah joins them for Dira, and therefore they would not need an Erev b'chlal. Meaning saying a massive chiddush. Because they eat together in the sukkah, even though they all have their own apartments in the same building, could eat in the sukkah, even though the sukkah is considered to an extent Arai, for the days of Sukkot, the Sukkah is their place of eating, it's Kavua, and therefore they wouldn't need, again, this is going with Shita's Rav. The truth is Sukkah is supposed to sleep there as well. I don't know if all these people sleep in this communal Sukkah, I don't know if that'd be as so normal to sleep in a communal Sukkah, but it's certainly eating there, and the Miri says, therefore, they wouldn't even need an Erev. So the truth is, Evan Yikar asks, I don't understand. That works, that's very good for all the men, the adult males, who are Mechleiv in Sukkah, but Ketanim, and Nashim or Namachiv in Sukkah, they're still dwelling in apartments. So you still have a chutz which has many dwellers, you should still require an Erev. Answers Shuva 70 guard that we have to say that the husband, the wife, and the children are nigrer, they shlepnach, they go after the husband. The husband is the main status, and therefore, since the husband's in the sukkah, that's enough to say that we consider everyone dwelling in the sukkah, and therefore, they would not need a separate Erev because of the woman and children, unless, of course, if you have a woman who's single, right, or never children, or yisemim, if the father's not around, or the husband's divorced, then in that case, then l'chira, it will still be shver. That many karas kasha will still be shver, or maybe that be the outcome alach lamaisa. Then in that case, Miri would agree that they would need a separate erev because not everyone is part of the sukkah. Shuvah 70 kar asked a second kasha on this Miri that the alach is you're not be makbid on the food of the erev. We had earlier in Masechta that if you're makbid, if anyone's makbid on the erev food, that if someone comes into the house to try to take your erev food, the person, let's say, storing the air food in his house. If he's makban and people come and take, then that's a steer till air. If the air is not going to work, you can't consider them dwellers if they can't come and take on their own. We know in a sukkah, when you have a communal sukkah, typically people bring their own food, their own family, their own meals, and they don't unless they're having a communal meal, a smorgasbord of communal meal, usually people eating separate, and they're kind of makban on their own food. So why would that not be an issue on the Mi'iri Salacha, that once they're in a sukkah together, they become one joint dira together? They're makban each other's food, and when you makban, it doesn't work. Erev doesn't work. Says the Shuv Zemikar, beautiful Teretz, Pashat. We're not using Erev over here. When you have an Erev, you can't be makban, you can't have a kepeda. Everyone has to be able to take from the Erev food. They can't have any kepeda. Over here, we're not using Erev. Goof is saying, since they're all dwelling in one sukkah together, they consider like one group, one joint group of dwellers. There's no separate batim over here anymore. They all dwell together. You don't need an Erev. So when you don't need an Erev, you're not worried about the people being makbet on their food on each other. There is no Erev. Only when there's Erev do we have that kepeda. Okay, the last point on this is Kseis HaShulchan. He has a shayla that when a person has no makam achila, meaning the Rav who says you go based on makam achila, does he agree to the concept of makam lina, which we kind of already touched on before, where the person dwelling out in the field, we said that's how they brought the food to them, he preferred that, so therefore we go based on the makam lina together with the fact that he preferred the food brought to him. So Ashulchan just points out that Rav of course agrees that there's credence, we give status to makam lina. He just holds makam achila is more important than makam lina. But if a person, let's say a person has no fixed place of eating, right? Again, most people have their place of eating and the place of sleeping is the same. Typically it's the same, so it's not a shayla. But in a case where it was separate, or in a case where a person has no fixed makam achila, he has makam lina, but he has no fixed makam achila, would Rav agree that over there you go based on makam lina? So the Peskim, the Shuvas Pesel Chachma, and others say yes, on the Kseis Shulchan's shayla, yes, Rav would agree to the idea of makam achila's kaveya when there is no makam lina. It's based off communists, let's say, the Peskim discuss, let's say, Bacham and Yeshiva, where there's a big dining hall, there's a big general area where people eat. There's no makam kavua, no specific makam kavua where they eat, but there is a more specific makam kavua. They each have their own bed, have their own room where they sleep. You would go based on, according to Rav, based on where you sleep. On Yom Kippur, for example, you're not allowed to eat at all. On Yom Kippur, you can't eat. There's no food in Yom Kippur. So would you say you can't have any, there's no makam dira, and there's no place, you can't establish any air for carrying on Yom Kippur, because there's no makam achila, no makam achila, no makam dira, avadanat. Since they haven't put makam of lina, Rav would agree over there that even on Yom Kippur, there's no food, you have a makam lina, and in that case, you go based on makam lina, not based on makam achila. There's a shal the other way as well. There's a machlek, Shmuel says makam lina, is he saying, is Shmuel saying, this actually shouldn't say, it's not the flip side, it's actually a bigger general shayla. When Shmuel says makam lina, was he coming to argue, Rav, and says makam lina is the ikar, as opposed to makam achila? Or was he saying that you also take into account makam lina, not just makam achila, but Shmuel's maskim, that makam achila also plays a role? That's another discussion in the Rishayim. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Yosef Leishamili HaShmaita, the Bnei Yeshiva, for safety purposes, they talk, I think, typically would say light in the, like in a dining room near a cheder eichel, because it's more safe. But I think if they're able to do it safely, the ikur place to light, the place I would say, is where they sleep, which is more kavua. Each bacher has his own room, his own bed where he sleeps. Outside the door of the room where he sleeps would be the ikur place to light. Again, sometimes for safety purposes they don't do that, but that gets back, it's a good connection. That gets really totally exactly in this shayla. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yosef. I never heard this psak of Rav, this statement of Rav, that you go based on makam achila, makam pita. I never heard it. Amar Le Abaya, Abaya says, and we've done this many times already, at Amar Nilan, remember Yosef got sick, and Yosef got his learning, and Abaya was telling him, no, you taught it to us, and you taught it to us regarding this Mishnah. Brothers are eating by the Shulchan of the Father, they're eating by the Shulchan of the Father, and they're sleeping in their own homes. You need air for each one of them, and we said to, and we asked you, the Talmidim asked you, Rav Yosef, Shmavina Makamim Gayrim, isn't this a riot that Makamim is Gayrim? Va'amrit Lanalan, you told us, Amrit Rav, Mekabe Prashanu, you told us this answer from Rav. Again, when we quoted the Gemara earlier, right, when we said, right after the mission, we had quoted this exact Gemara, we didn't quote B'Shem Rav Yosef. Abai is now saying, Rav Yosef, you're the one that taught us the Shakarataya, that Rav answers, Mekabe Prashanu. We're not talking about where they actually were eating food at the father's table, they were getting support from the father, and therefore, since they get support from the father, but they don't eat by the father's table, that's not considered the Makam Achila. Actually their own house, and that's also where they sleep, and therefore they have to contribute to the air separately. But the point is, you told us this answer, isn't it? It's clear from the fact that you're telling us this answer, this deflection, that you were aware there was a tzad that makam pita, where one eats, should be the place of dwelling, and we have to deflect how that stems with our Mishnah. Okay, so before we go further, just quickly, just last point on this is a psak. Do we pass like Rav? Do we pass like Shmuel? So Rambam, Rashba, Ritvim, Imi, all the Rav, the Shreinim, they pass like Rav, which is the typical Mahalach. We know the Halach is like Shmuel by Maminis, but the Halach is like Rav by Isser, and this is a case of Isser, so we pass like Rav. However, there is a Rekeach, which the simple interpretation of Rekeach seems to be that he's passing like Shmuel, that he go based on where one sleep, based on Lina, and the first him do debate what's Pshat over here, that the Rekeach is veering from the Klal, they pass like Rav by Isser. Why would he pass like Shmuel? And this debate maybe doesn't really mean like Shmuel. Okay, but again, Rav the Paiskim seem to Paskin, they go, Rav the Rishonim already go La Paskin like Rav. So that says Gemara Shaila. Turn about him. Misha Shechamish Hashem, one who has five wives. Mekavas Pras Bemileim. He has five wives who live in separate houses in the Chatzar. So he's in a Chatzar. His five wives are in the Chatzar, kind of like the children before in the Chatzar. And they each get support from the husbands who live in the same Chatzar. The Chamish Avad become Pras Merabeim. Or similarly, you have a master with five servants who all live in the same Chatzar, who all receive support from their rabbi. So what's the halacha? Do we say that they each have to contribute separately, the five women and the five Avadim, to the Erev? Or do we say that the master or the husband's contribution is enough for them? And they're all considered like, they're all connected to his bias, and they're all like one. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Matir ben Hashim, Vaisar Avadim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, by Nashim, they're considered like one. By Avadim, he asers, they're not considered like one. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Matir Avadim, Vaisar ben Hashim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, he says no. By Avadim, they're all considered like one. It's one. It's like one. They're all living by the Baal Bayis, and therefore they don't have to contribute separately. But by Nashim, they would have to contribute separately. He asks until they contribute separately. So they have mamish opposite approaches. Again, Rabbi Beseira says that Nashim are considered like one with they're considered. I'm actually getting to the Svaras, but Nashim are considered all together with the husband, and therefore they don't have to contribute separately. But Avadim do have to contribute separately. Rabbi Beseira says opposite, that the Avadim are considered like one with the master. The Nashim have to contribute separately, and the Mar brings a reason only for one side. Amarav, my time to Ben Bava, Tichsiv Daniel Bisra Malka. It says Daniel was at the gate of the king. We say that a servant's always at the beck and call of his master, of the king. So the servant's always at the beck and call of his master, and therefore the servants, even if they have a separate house, they're always there to service the master, and therefore that's the shot like this Pasuk in Daniel, why Ben Bava says, by Avadim, they don't have to contribute separately, they're all considered together with the master, and his contribution is enough. Whereas by Nashim, they would have to contribute separately, according to this. Again, Rav's only being a back up for Rabbi Ben Bava. What's Takap Shat by Nashim? Meaning, according to Rabbi Ben Beseira, it says Nashim is considered one with the husband. What's the Pshat? So they're trying to bring two Mahalchim. They're trying to bring Rashba brings from the Ravid that the Nashim are considered Guf Echad. All the five wives are considered Guf Echad, like we find by Yibam or Chalitz, let's say. That if a person is married to five wives, then he dies, and dies without children. So there's a mitzvah of Yibam from one of the wives, there's a mitzvah of Yibam to the brother of the deceased, the brother of the husband. And we know once one of the wives performs either Yibam or Chalitza, that patters, that exempts the rest of the wives from Yibam, from Zika, from Yibam or Chalitza. So we see that what? That they consider like one entity, at least like Yibam or Chalitza. We see all five wives have a status of like one entity, and therefore Hu Adin, Yibam or Chalitza is saying all five wives are like one entity with the husband, and therefore they don't have to contribute separately to the Erev. The Ritva brings a similar idea, but he brings a famous concept, but it's an interesting application of it, that we know Ishta Kigufai. A person's wife is like his guf. Since Ishta Kigufai, all five women are like the guf of the husband, and since all like the guf of the husband has his place of dwelling, he gives, it contributes to the Erev, and that's sufficient, they don't have to contribute separately. So there's two different svaras. Again, either they're all guf echad, all the five wives are guf echad, or all the five wives are guf echad with the husband, but two different svaras why they wouldn't have to contribute separately to the Erev, two different svaras which Agamar didn't focus on, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but two svaras to back up Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, why Nashim would not have to contribute separately to the Erev. L'maisa, the Rishonim Paskin, that Avadim are considered together with the husband, but the wives are not. The wives are considered separate. Seemingly, the simple reasoning is, because like we just, when we quote the Gemara, Rav brings the source from Daniel to back up the tzad of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that Avadim are considered one with the master, as opposed to, the Gemara doesn't bring a source for the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that the Nashim are considered one with the husband, and therefore makes sense for Paskin that Avadim are one and Nashim are not. However, interestingly, Rambam Paskins that both Avadim, when a person has this five Avadim or five wives, in both cases, they need not make their own contributions. They can be samech on the Baal. And the Mishnayim right away are bothered. What do you mean? You have Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. One says Avadim, yes, Nashim not. Other one says Nashim yes, Avadim not. But no one said both. And Rambam come along as he's taking the kula of two conflicting opinions, the kula of two conflicting opinions, which you're not allowed to do. You can't take the kula of two conflicting opinions, and he's allowing allowing in both cases that you don't have to make a separate contribution, they can rely on the husband. How is Rambam doing such a thing? So the answer the first give is very pasha. They say it's not when you say you can't take the kula of two conflicting opinions, when these opinions are in essence contradictory. There's no reason why if I say that the Nashim are considered like one with the husband, that I have to say that the Avadim are not considered like one with the husband, and vice versa. Happens to be, Rebbe Ben Beseira said, Nashim are like one, Avadim are not. Are not considered together with the master. Whereas Rebbe Ben Beseira said opposite, Avadim are like one, but Nashim are not. But the two, the Svaris in the Machlokes are not totally Zebizat. They're not opposite. And therefore, you could paskin, really technically someone could hold that both the Nashim and Avadim are like one with the master. Right? None of the Shitas and Argomer happen to hold that. But theoretically, in theory, it's not a conflict, it's not a steer to hold like both Kulas. And therefore, since we know Alachas could differ and make up Ervin, Rambam takes the Kulat Tzad by Nashim and the Kulat Tzad by Avadim and says in both cases, they would not have to make the separate contribution, and it's not being considered like paskening like two conflicting kulas. It's not two stira kulas, it's just two kulas in the sugya, but the kulas are not interdependent. Okay, says Mar Pshita Ben Yitzel Aviv, a son who lives in the hechatzer of his father. Ishe Tzabala, or a woman who lives in the chatzar of her husband, Eve Tzaraba, and the Eve lives in the chatzar of the master. So we're adding, we really had the last two cases we had already. The first, we're adding the case of Ben with the father, but actually, Ben with the father also we had in the Mishnah. So all these cases, Plukta, the Rabbi Yudhav, and Mesev, Rabbi Dambava. It's Pasha that these would be the Eve and the Ishe already had, this Machlaikis, and we're saying the Ben also, by the father, will be the same Machlaikis of Rabbi Dambava and Rabbi Yudhav, and Mesev. That's Pasha. What's the Shiloh Mar wants to ask now? Talmud Eitz Rabbi. A Talmud is by the Rabbi. So he's away in Yeshiva. The way it works is he sleeps by the Rabbi, he sleeps in Yeshiva, he sleeps by the master, but usually he eats elsewhere. He finds local people that are willing to support him, give him food. That's where he eats. So the shaila is, do you go based on where he sleeps by the rabbi, or do you go based on where he eats? Could he be? It's not. I'm making more a shaila of Rabbi Shmuel. It's more than that. Do we say that the rabbi's contribution it encompasses the Talmud, and therefore the Talmud doesn't have to make his own separate contribution at all, or not? That's the shaila. Tashma, Rav Beir Abchia Amar. Rav, who was a Talmud of Reb Chiya's yeshiva, he said, "Anu ein suich la'arav. We don't have to join it in Erev. We don't have to join it in Erev because we're seimech on the shulchan of Reb Chiya for support. Meaning, it's like a son and a father, and therefore, we know since we receive support from Reb Chiya, we don't have to join a separate Erev. Reb Chiya Berebi Amar, and Reb Chiya, when he was a Talmud Berebi, also said, "Ein anu suich la'arav. We don't have to make an Erev. We don't have to make a separate Erev because we seimech on the shulchan of Rebbe for support." So it seems like again that even though there's a you may not be eating there the food at the house of Rebbe, or at the yeshiva of Rav, at the yeshiva of Rebbe, the fact that they getting support from Rebbe and from Rav, that would be enough to make it considered one. So that's the similar idea we had before, by the Avadim and by the Isha, it would be considered one, and you wouldn't have to make a separate contribution.
Boy Mine Abayim Rabbis. The Gemara now is going to actually bring a series of three shailas, two of them that are very closely related to our topic of Erevin, in terms of Erev Chatzeris, carrying the Chatzer, and the middle shaila actually will use the lumdus of part of our discussion about makam pas or makam dira, where they go based on where a person eats or where a person sleeps, legabi erev tchumim. But three shailas that relate to our sugya, three separate shailas. So shaila number one. Five people that gathered an erev, meaning they put together an erev, they joined in a group to make erev chaseris. Let's say they now want to join in, they're in chaser aleph, and they made an erev to have be able to carry from all the homes into the Chatzar Aleph. They want to now co-join Chatzar Aleph and Chatzar Beis. They want to join into the second Chatzar. So when they go now and join into the second Chatzar, the Shaila is Erev Echad Kulan, it's Shrikhan Erev Chalchav Echad. Is it sufficient to have one person go contribute and its contribution from one on behalf of them all is okay? Or that's sufficient? Or you need them all to contribute, all to join in to this Erev with the second group? So do they all have to join in to the next door chatzar, or once they made an Erev, they become one entity, and they're one entity, so any one representative from them contributes to the Erev next door, to the chatzar next door, and they're able to connect with the co-join, the chatzaris, by virtue of the contribution of one. Now Rashi points out right away, Rashi says, that what's going on there, what's the shaila, l'chaira, we just had this, literally, in yesterday's daf, we had jump into Rashi, different Maslam Makamacher, Lachatzacheris, Abai Lishamili Lahimasisa, the Tanya Lil, Abai near the Bryce that we just said yesterday, Hesha Gavu, Essay Movement, five people that will give an Erev, once they're together, one person can give it over on behalf of the others. Abai obviously didn't hear that Bryce, because if he did, then why would he be asking the Shaila? That's Rashi's answer number one, he didn't hear about the Bryce. Inami Rashi says, Shimili heard the Bryce, and Mabai Lahilsa, He wants to know, is that takalacha? Hilchos amai, b'shem dekimla b'vokta. Since he knew there's a machloikas about us, he wants to know, do we indeed paskin like that brisa that we quoted yesterday? So yesterday we said that it works with just one contribution from one on behalf of this group. Works. Abai was asking, either he didn't know about the shayla and about the memory from yesterday, or he knew about it, but he wants to know, is that takalacha? Taisus takes a little bit different approach. Taisus says, 1 second, it gets better. Abai on daf mem test, look at the second Taisus. From the top of the page. But even Abaya. Afakab Dabai Yadalai Braisa Nil Il. Tabasai Perk Mishait Siu Perch Mina Laraba. Abaya asked a question from this very same Braisa Akasha Taraba. So what he said to him, the Kasha Lashmuel Kasha. He asked Kasha both to him and to Shmuel. Says Taisvis, Shal Khan Laraba. Leishal Khan Laraba. Elakadil Hakshis Lemasisan. So Taisvis says, actually, Abaya is setting up for the next line. We're going to say the din is, Rabba's going to say the din is, like the Braisa from yesterday, that one person could do on behalf of them all. And then Taisa is going to use that, is going to use that answer, which he knew was coming from Rabba, to set up a kasha from a Mishnah. That's why he's repeating this. So again, we have really three answers to the question now. Why is Abaya's question of Braisa yesterday? Either he didn't hear about the Braisa, Rashi's first answer. Rashi's second answer is that he knew about it, he wanted to know to be passing away. That's Rashi's second answer. Taisa's answer is he was setting it up for a further question. Says Mara. So Abai asked, could they do all together or do they have to do separate? Amalei Rabba is back. Erev Echad L'Kulan, one Erev on behalf of all of them works, meaning contribution from one of them representing the group works to connect it to the chatzah next door. Fact more, here's the kasha, this fits beautiful what Taisa was saying. This is the setup. I from our Mishnah, the Achen, by the case of brothers, the Chigavu Damu, brothers are considered, in the case of Mishnah, the brothers are considered as if it was gathered together. They become like one household. And yet, what do we say in the Mishnah? Uktani, Tzrichin, Erev Echad L'Kulan. We need an Erev from each one of them in order to co-join a chatzah. Let's talk about the first chatzah, not to co-join into the second chatzah, but in the first chatzah itself, the brothers should already be considered connected, and you still need a contribution from each one. So isn't that a raya, not like this psak? That was the kasha from Abai, one of those kasha from the Mishnah, to that either on the Rabbis psak, or really like on this price we quoted yesterday. So if Amalei Rabbis is back, no. Hachamai Skinan, it's very different. Our Mishnah is talking about a case going to Ika de Yurim Ba'adayu, de Miga de Hani Asiri Hanam Asiri. Rabbi says, don't ask Kash for the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, besides for the father and the son, there were other dwellers. When there's other dwellers and the other dwellers need to make a separate contribution per house, the brothers also will have to make a separate contribution, each brother per house, even though you could have viewed the brothers being together. And like we said at the end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to be quoted as a Ryan in a second. Like we said at the end of the Mishnah, that when they're all together, when they're the only ones in the Chatzar is the father and the sons, they don't need to make separate contributions into the Erev. They're automatically joined, they're considered one entity, but once there's other people, it awakens the fact that we have contributions for the other homes, and therefore we need a contribution from these brothers as well. But back to the case of Erev, we have five people already joined in Erev. Over there, once they're one, you can have one person co-join the chatzah next door, and you don't need from all five. Says the Gemara, right to this, since it's Asra on the other dwellers, it's Asra on the brothers as well. We said, when do we say this? When the air was the Makam Acher. Aval, if I hear Ruven Baba Etzlam, I should do your mom chatzar, ain't you larav, shmam it up. Black white raya, then the Mishnah says that this whole conversation is only when there's no other dwellers there, but if there's other, when there are other dwellers there, but if there's no other dwellers there, then they don't have to make a separate Erev, they don't even need an Erev, so we see our Mishnah talking about those other dwellers, and therefore don't compare it to that the case. Second Shaila. But you're Erev Kibravin, Mirav Sheshes. Bnei Beirav, the Talmidim of Rav, the Achli Nama Baga. They eat in the valley, so they learn the base marriage, and they go to the valley, to the places where people provide food. Vasu Bas Beirav, but they sleep in the dorm. They sleep near the Beirav, near the base marriage. Kim Shechina Tchum, and this is Shaila about Tchum. When we measure the Tchum for them, the main Rav Mashechina, we measure Tchum from where they learn, where they dwell, where they sleep, which is the base medrash, near the base medrash, or Ayim Baga Mashkin, where they eat. Mashkin Lud. We measure from where they eat. Amalei Mashkin Beirav, we measure them from where they learn from where they sleep. Sounds like you're giving more credits to where a person sleeps as to opposed to where he eats. But on the contrary, the whole idea of Erev Tchumim is I can live in a beautiful house and set up an Erev 2,000 amas away by putting a box of matzah somewhere. And we go based on my dwelling place is based on the box of matzah where I have food there more than where I sleep. So that seems to be opposite this psak, says the Gemara. The Shmack answer, Bahu Anan Sadi, Bahu Anan Sadi. We had this idea before, but not Sahadi. We have Anan Sadi, it's like a testimony to us what a person would rather. Meaning, the Merk explains, Bahu Anan Sadi, the Imisadile, Hasam Nichle, Bahada Anan Sadi, the Imisle Ripsa, the Beirav, Nichlu, Nichlu Tfei. If the Talmidim would have food by Beirav, with the dorm, by the base Benish, they'd much more prefer that. They only go there for food because they have no choice. So since they sleep there, they live there, and they prefer the food to be there, just happens not to be there, that's going to be their complaints. And the flip side, the assumption that the guy who's traveling tomorrow needs to go 4,000 amas out. He has his house. He has to stay in his house. And tomorrow he's going to make that big shlep. But if he's able to set up shop, if he doesn't able to move his house, at least for this weekend, to where the bread is, to where he's making his Erev, he'd much rather be there, sleep where the food is, and that's why the food over there is dicker. So really we're not getting involved in Machlekes, what's dicker, food or sleeping. We're saying, in a case where we don't for sure what his preference would be, where his preference would be to have his Dira, that ultimately wins. The Lina wins when he'd prefer the food to be the Lina, or the food wins when he'd prefer the Lina to be with the food. It's really comprised of three shavs, really. Bayer Mechamim Rav Chizda, Avu Benai, Rava Tamid, the father, and the son of Rav Nei Talmud, Kirabim Dami, Chid Nami. First of all, they can rabble like Chid Nafkminas. Let's say they're in an inner chatzar and there's an outer chatzar. If they're considered like a yachid, then we don't have to worry about making an adjustment between the chatzars. Outer chatzar doesn't have to take into account the inner chatzar if it's only one person. But if it's a chatzar of two people, then you got to worry about it. That's shal number one. Erev ain't Shrikhan Erev. Are they considered one? And that already we discussed. Are they considered one because Rav Nei Talmud, Av and Benai, and therefore they wouldn't need Erev? So Shrikhan Erev ain't Shrikhan Erev. Do they need Erev or not? And lastly, Mavi Shalom Nita Belechi Bekara. Are they considered like a Chatzir? You know, Mavi and Kara, Lechi and Kara is work by a Mavi. When you have Chatziris open to Mavi, you have the ability of Lechi and Kara. But if you don't have Chatziris, then you can't start using the basic Lechi and Kara. You need more of a proper frame because it's not considered a Mavi. It's considered just its own little area. It's not considered Chatzir Mavi. So do they comprise a Chatzir or not? When there's no one dwelling with them, they're like Yechidim, not considered like two separate people, and they don't need Erev, that makes sense, they're like one, they don't need Erev. Interesting, but the Mavi does become Mutter with a Lechi and Kara, he's still considered the status of a Mavi, and a Lechi and Kara would be sufficient to be Mater.
If you have five chatzeres, open up one to the other. So they open one chatzer to the other, so you could make, even with Erev chatzeres, remember we said Erev chatzeres does two things. Erev chatzeres makes it that it can carry from the houses within a chatzer to the chatzer itself. And when I have multiple chatzeres that open one to the other, Erev chatzeres can co-join one chatzer with one next to it. But these chatzeres also open up to a mavoi. So you have multiple chaseres open up to each other and open up to a mavi. Says the Mishnah, Erev chaseres v'neshat v'mavi, if you made an Erev chaseres, but you did not make a sheet of mavis, so mutar v'chaseres v'aser mavi, simple, you're still mutar in the chaseres, you're also the mavi, which that fits really like, specifically, like Rameir, right? Because according to Chamim, in a case where you have the chaseres opening one to the other, and you could join them, then the chaser that would be mutar also the mavi. Remember the Rambam say, they make sheet of mavis can negate the necessity for Erev chaseres, and Erev chaseres could, and depending which part of the Erev Chatzeres you need, could negate the necessity for Shita Mavayah. So this seemingly is first time the Mishnah is clearly like Rameir. Fine. Says the Mishnah on Tamid Beis. V'im Nishtatfu B'mavayah Mutar and Kavakan. If you made a sheet of Mavai, then you omer to Kavakan. So that seems to go back like the Rabbanon. That when you made a sheet of, and seemingly without the Erev Chatzeres, you're still okay, which is Gemara's next right away. Look, Tap Rashi, Gemara's gonna ask, how does that stim? You start off with the Rameir, and then you go into the Rabbanon. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Erev Chatzeres Mishatu Mavai. If you made an Erev Chatzeres and a sheet of Mavai, Veshakach Echomene Chatzer Vle Erev. So you did the proper Erev Chatzeres, sheet of Mavai, and one of the members forgot Vle Erev and didn't make an Erev Mutar and Kavakan. So Rashi explains, it sounds like that we're going again, that you say Mechan the Shitav, and therefore it's Mutter, even though one of them forgot to join in the Erev. The Mer will address that as well. It says the last end of the Mishnah, they stick in the words, Shakach Echel B'nei Movi L'Nishtatev Mutarim B'chatzeres. If one of the B'nei Movi forgot and didn't do a Shitav, you Mutarim B'chatzeres V'asurim B'movi, but you remain Asur in the Movi. Why? Sham Movi L'chatzeres K'chatz L'batim. Because the Movi with regard to the Chatzeres is like the Chatzer with regard to the Batim, meaning since over here one of the B'nei Movis wasn't Mishtatev, so the Chatzeres B'nei Mutter, but the Movi carrying in the Movi itself will still be us, so that seems to go back to the Shita of Rameir. That's going to be exactly the Mara's conversation. Let's see. Mani. Rameir, who's the author of the first of the Mishnah? Rameir, Damar Bina Erev, Bina Shitav. You need both Erev and you need Shitav. Amen, but see, also go to the middle case of the Mishnah. Im Nishtatfu, which is the top words of this Amud. Im Nishtatfu, Mavoi, Mutar Mekanakan. If you made a Shitav, then you Mutar. Kanakan, you mutter both in the Mavai and in the Chatzar. Sounds like even without Erev Chatzeres, us in the Rabbanan, that goes like the Rabbanan, the Ami B'chadasaki. He says one alone is enough. Chatzar Stira says a Marhalei Kasha. V'im Nishtatfu Nami Kamar. What it means to say is not if you did a Shitav alone, if you also did a Shitav. Okay, fine. So you invite your Taichke like a mayor. Still, Emesefe, Erev B'chadasaki, Nishtatfu Mavai, Vishakachamne Chatzar, Vle Erev, Mutarim Kanakan. You said in the next case, the Mishnah, which is calling the Seif, was the third case, we're saying that if you have a Erev and a Shituf, except for one person forgot to join the Erev, everything's still fine. Hey, Chidami, what did the guy do? Idle Bittel, if he wasn't Mavatos Rishos, the guy who forgot, I'm Amatar, why is it Mutter? He didn't join in, and he should present the problem with this whole Erev. El Pshituf, the Bittel, and my is Mavatos Rishos. So, Ema Seif, Shakach, go to the very last case of the Mishnah. Shakach, my Mavai, Vilayn Shtatfu, if one of the main Mavai forgot and didn't join the Shituf, Mutar, Machazer, Chazer, Mutter, because they're not affected by the lack of joining into the Shituf Mavais, Vasir, Mavai, but the Mavai is Asr, what do you mean? Idle the Bittel, for talking about scenarios the people being mavato shos and my asurin b'mavay. Why is the fact that one group forgot to join the mavay make it usher? The chayyur once he's mavato rishus, it should help. Says the mara, am I asur b'mavay? Maybe he'll tell me because of her mayor and bittu rishus mavay. It's all going with her mayor still, and her mayor holds bittu rishus doesn't work by mavay. That's not true. V'atanya, we learned in the brayza. V'atanya, shari bittu lechem rishus etiver mayor. We were talking back over there 4 blad ago, 5 blad ago on Samachas and Beis about mavay, and her mayor discussed about you mavati rishus, and her mayor agrees that it works. That can't be the answer. Bittu rishus works by mavay. Ella, so you have to go back now and say we're talking about where there's no bittu rishus. Sai in the last case, the Mishnah, and then the case before that, in the second to last case. Ella pshita le bittel, umi deseif le bittel reish tamid le bittel. For the fact that the very last case of the Mishnah, again, safe information, hard to keep track, but from the fact that the very last case of the Mishnah is talking about where there's no bittu rishus, so the third to last case also talking about the no bittu rishus, reish tam lebato, so reish of seifa comes out now that only fits at the first and last case is like our mayor, mitzias of the middle case, which is calling really the third case, only fits like the rabbanon, mitzias, who say that even though one person forgot to join at the Erev Chazeres, it still works because he's encompassed in the sheet of Mavayas, that's the rabbanon, our mayor. So what's going on over here? Says the mayor, no. Cooler, mayor, it's our mayor, the time of mayor, being an Erev, being a sheet of. Rameir agrees that in theory, once you do a shituf, the shituf should encompass the Erev and you wouldn't need a separate Erev. What did Rameir say? Remember, we quoted this lashon in the Brayse, it was yesterday, 2 days ago. Why did he say that even though you have a shituf yourself to an Erev, shleshakach, in order not to forget, Tyrus Erev Menatanekis. If the children, if you can be sufficient to do just one, people are going to start doing only shituf Mavayis, only Erev Chazeres, and not do the other one, and the children are going to forget about the, whichever one they're not doing, about the opposite one. And therefore, he said, you have to do both. Vahacha, in this case, Kivan deruba irvoy lemishkachas. Verse is beautiful. Since in this case, everyone did Shita Mavayas. And most everyone did Erev Chateres. One person forgot to do Erev Chateres. You have over here Erev Chateres and you have Shita Mavayas. So the Shita Mavayas works to encompass everything and you're really fine. Rameir has this gazera, but you gotta worry about kids forgetting about Erev. You have Erev over here. One person forgot to do an Erev. That's not enough to, like cherry picking way to apply the gazera. We're not gonna apply the gazera because in this case, the reason for the gazera is not relevant because they're not gonna forget about Teres Erev because there was an Erev done by the vast majority of the other people in these Chateres in this Mavay. Okay, a new version, a machlek is about the version of our Mishnah. Amar Vida Marav, Leitani Psuchas Lilzu, don't say the Mishnah's girsa was the chatzers opened up one at another and then opened up the Mavoy. V'chenera Rav Kana, Rav Leitani Psuchas Lilzu. So if you just say the name of Rav, and Rav Kana said also, shame Rav, don't tie to the Mishnah Psuchas Lilzu, rather it's they didn't open one at the other. Ikadami Sam says Rav Kana himself made the statement. Rav Kana Gufe says, Leitani Psuchas Lilzu, don't say that these chatzers opened up one at the other. Amar Le Abaye. Now, by the way, if we're talking about Chatzeres that don't open up the other, then even the Rabbanon would agree in that case that you cannot substitute the Erev Chatzeres for Shita Mavayis. Remember, we spoke about before. Rabbanon say Erev Chatzeres could take the place of Shita Mavayis when all the Chatzeres open up one at the other and you have a connection for the Erev Chatzeres. You co-joined all the Chatzeres one to another, so you don't need Shita Mavayis. Even though they all connect to open up the street, Amavay, all the Chatzeres are already connected via Erev Chatzeres. You don't need the Shita Mavayis. But in a case where now you're saying they don't connect, so yeah, they all have Erev Chatzeres to enable people carrying from the house into the Chatzer, but the Chatzeres themselves are not connected via Erev Chatzeres over there, even though I don't want to agree, you need a Shita Mavayis. That's a big nafkamina between this new girsa. I mean, besides the fact that we're changing the case, don't open one to the other, we're changing also what the Rabbanon would agree to in this case. So what's the pshat? Amalei abayler beisiv. My time at leitani psuchas lulazu kasaver kol shitav shenem machnisu mitzia derech psachem mavay leish meshitav. Because the old any shitav that you didn't go in and out through the mavay, you didn't make the shitav, you didn't go from the chutz to the mavay and the mavay back to the chutzer is not considered a proper shitav. In fact, Gemara kash on this eisvei babayis shay shitav the shchein of lezebiayin lezebiayin babayis. This is the mishnah we had in the final. Babayis that was a shitav to the neighbor to the right, the chutz to the right, and the chutz to the left. So these are mavay chutzer mavay, and you want to connect them. He had the shitav to the right with Yayin, to the left with Yayin. Ain't Shikhan Larv, you don't need to make a general more Erev to connect everyone. They're already automatically connected. The fact that they actually have a partnership in these barrels of wine, one with the group to the right, one with the group to the left, that's enough. The problem is, Hassam, where do you have the scenario of being Machnas Amitzi over there? Answers the Gemara Hassam to Afke Valley and Rami, Hacham Eskin and where he was. Afke Va'ile, let's have our students, we gotta stop for davening. We'll pick up from here at the Shem. We'll go for this last Gemara and pick up for here tomorrow.